Hi, I'm Kitty Couric, and welcome to Eye to Eye. Just over a year ago, singer Sheryl Crow was diagnosed with breast cancer. Since then, she's been working with the National Breast Cancer Coalition to raise awareness. She talked with the early show's Harry Smith about her struggle against the disease.
What's the most important thing you've learned since your diagnosis?
I really think it caused a shift in my life, but also there's an amazing community of women out there who have this common experience, and they seem to find each other. And I've had such amazing opportunities through my relationship with Ron Perlman at Revlon, and now with the National Breast Cancer Coalition, even just being here in Washington and getting to work on getting a bill passed that will, it's called the Breast Cancer and Environmental Research Bill, just to try to create a system where we can be testing the environment to see what kind of effect it has on breast cancer specifically now, but hopefully we'll create a model for finding out how it's going to affect all other diseases.
Right, because certainly I'm aware from your website and some emails that you and I have sent back and forth over the last year, you have changed a lot of what you put into your own body as a result of what you've learned about cancer.
Absolutely, and I think we're at a point now where we're all very aware that the environment is having a monstrous effect on everything in our daily lives, and it really can't be denied. But instead of throwing money at every little question that comes along, herbicides, pesticides, the air, we need to find a strategy through competitive funding, competitive grants, and figure out what the right questions are, what questions are we asking, how do we answer them, create some sort of model, and not to take money out of the lab, but to actually create more funding for research to go into the area of environment as well.
On the front side. Your own personal reaction to have gone through cancer so publicly in the last year and then just in the last week or so to see what's happened with Elizabeth Edwards, with Tony Snow. When you see those news stories, what goes through your own heart?
Oh, you know, I think that really is what brings it right back into our homes, is when somebody that you feel so deeply connected to, like Elizabeth and Tony as well. And for all of us cancer survivors, you have that immediate pang of, oh my gosh, I wonder if that's going to happen with me, if my cancer's going to come back, if it exists in my body somewhere else. And I think it's a perfect argument for the urgency about this. You know, I know that we're in a war and we have a lot of funding going towards this, but the statistic of cancer in our country alone is mind-boggling. And why farm it out to other countries who are doing the research? It's time that we really be a leader in this field and not rest on our laurels. You know, the statistics of those who don't make it through their cancer struggle, we can't be confident about all the women who do live.
So it's very sobering stuff. No degrees of separation when it comes to cancer. It's in everybody's family and everybody's life.